Dennis, you have good old stories, and I'm trying to pick up the pieces from everyone has their own wee bit to add. But the landlord here was Lord Leitrim, and he was kind of evil.
Oh, the third Earl.
Yeah. He evicted a
lot. Well, they originally came from England with the name of Clement. And they arrived in Ireland, I suppose, when some of the British armies, or I don't know whether it was Cromwell or some of them armies, anyway, the Army of the Commonwealth, whatever that army was, I don't know. So then the first then, I suppose, they had no land or no money to give them, so they were granted land. So they were granted estates in County Kildare, and I don't know whether any in Offaly or Leitrim.
So it was a way of paying the soldiers.
Yeah,
like
a way of paying the
right.
They're mercenaries, though, just
yeah, soldiers, mercenary
soldiers of fortune,
yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they must have come around, but 1640 or thereabouts. But the land around here was granted to a man. He was Bingley. He was Sir Ralph Bingley. I don't know where he came from. We don't think he ever came to live in this part of the world anyway. But he must have sold some of the land then to, it was the name of Vaughan, he was John Vaughan, or what it was, Sir John Vaughan. And he got the land around here, the Mulroy estate or Mulroy town land, and he lived there. Whatever amount of land, he bought all the land then of other boys that was selling. Well, the boys went bankrupt or something, and they were selling the land. So he had a daughter then, and she got married to a man named Hamilton. It was Hamilton. He was supposed to be a great grandson of King James I of Scotland, you see. So he eventually got to be Lord Boyne, but he fought with King William or somebody, which was the first regiment that crossed the Shannon. He got the title then Lord Boyne. He built that castle over there. Lord Boyne, what they call Lord Boyne's Castle. It's only just wall steps in it now. The sand blew in and covered it up.
But you see the mound, like there's nothing to be, there's nothing much, no stones to be seen around.
Oh, there's a sort of a, just like a foundation of a house, you know, right. The square and all. It was just a very big house, it wasn't a castle or anything.
Yeah.
There's a story below that, you don't see it because it's
covered
with sand. So, he went back up then or something or other, and these Clements, they bought the land. That was in 1743. Clements bought the estate. So they were then eventually got to be Lord Leitrim. These Clements, they had estates in County Leitrim. There's a town in County Leitrim there named after Vaughan, or not Vaughan but Hamilton. Manor Hamilton.
Oh yeah.
The Leitrim estate, they're still there. So I think it's a national park now, Loch Run. But the third Earl, he was trying to, I don't know what he was, and then James, they all lived in villages. You know, the houses were all in clusters. And the land, whatever land they had, arable, it was sort of what they call rundale.
Yeah. divided
up into small bits. Because ever the land would be subdivided down in such a way that it was no good to them.
No, people were going poorer and poorer.
Getting poorer and poorer.
Divisions.
So he thought he would give everybody as much land as would keep them living, and the rest then had to be evicted. They had to be put out or whatever, probably some of them to America or whatever. But they weren't pleased with that, at least the management weren't pleased with that anyway. So they eventually killed him. We laid him up about Cratla Wood, or it wasn't Cratla, it was in the town of Land and Wood Quarter.
Yeah. And you have the history of that, Dennis. Hmm? You have the history of all of that. They made a plan to kill him, didn't they? And
well, I reckon it was there was some sort of organisations going on to train the Fenians and the Ribbon Men and all that. Mm-hmm. Was there some of them that were supposed to draw straws or something to see who would kill him in a house over in Panad. But there were three or four attempts on him first before they got him.
So they came across in a boat from Fannet, like, and
they came across to this side to Dividend Rea Point with a boat, and then they got another boat and they went back again. Then they left the original boat back in Fannet. Then they went up the bay then toward Quarter, a place in there, just a sort of a hull on the road for the. When they went in with the horse was going to have to slow down to go up on the other side of the. So they killed him anyway. Changed the landlord system anyway. Changed the course of Irish history.
Yeah. But can you name them? There were three fellas, weren't there, that day?
There were three?
Yeah.
There was a man named Maherity, and there was a Shields and a Michael Wee. They put up a memorial to them down at Unfanned on the round down at Kendrum. It's a cross, memorial cross with an inscription on it, as well, the Fanned Patriots or something they call it.
Yeah, but he wore, Lord Leighton wore a vest, a bulletproof vest, and they weren't able to shoot him, isn't that? Is that the case?
I think he was shot in the arm and the shoulder, but I suppose he said there was muscle loaders that had only fired the one shot anyway.
Yeah.
So once the gun was useless then, so he grabbed one of them with the hair. So the other fellow came to his assistance and hit him with the butt of the gun and killed him, hit him and broke his skull.
That's the blow that killed him.
That's the blow that killed him. But for some reason, there was never anybody charged with his murder. Well, they had one man locked up. Heraty was locked up, but Heraty had nothing to do with the killing, because he was sent off on lookout.
But he was made a scapegoat, or he was blamed for the killing.
Well, he was there. They arrested him anyway. Well, they were going to be able to prove it. Well, he was there. But the other two went across in a boat to Fannet, and he had to walk down from Cratland down to Tirlahan.
Yeah.
And then get across on the ferry boat, then across to Fannet. So they had him arrested anyway, and they were both to die in jail. But so nobody ever charged, nobody of the rest of them was ever charged with the murder. They arrested four or five of them, but they never could prove anything against them.
But Heraty was he died in jail?
He was supposed to die in jail.
Was he in jail in Lifford?
Aye.
Yeah. But you have other stories about Lord Leighton. He was kind of evil, wasn't he? Like he he abused girls and
they were going to say that anyway, but whether it was true or not, I don't know.
But he had evicted a lot of people out of their lands in Melmore, down that direction.
Aye, Melmore.
Yeah.
Aye, well, I don't know whether many people ever lived down there, but there's a house, he built a shepherd's house down there. It was still there, belonged to the Brogans. He built it for a shepherd. With the sheep in it, whether they made Melmore or not. Well, we see down that part of the world anyway. I don't know whether Lord Leith, well, he must have had land down there, all right. But that was mostly all glebe land.
Right.
They paid the rent to the church. To the Church of Ireland.
Yeah, Protestant community to stay on that side, yeah.
See, glebe and Tontalla and all that, that was all glebe land. I don't know whether Melmore was or not. Now.
Have you heard of stories of people evicted in your own area of Carrigart, Dennis?
No, I don't hear tell them anybody been evicted where we were there anyway. But see, there were clusters of houses the way they were built, but then he scattered all them houses where we come from. There were about five or six houses in it, all in a cluster. But then he must have just divided up the land, and they all moved out. Whatever. Well, some of them bought land or were granted land other places, and some of them probably went to America or something like that.
He was the third Earl of Leitrim.
He was the third Earl, the man that was killed.